And speaking of television, here's a story of one man from England who loved a TV show so much he turned his entire home into an exact replica of the set. And that show, what else? Star Trek.
Ring the doorbell outside Tony Elaine's suburban British flat, and what do you hear?
Welcome to the 24th century.
The voice of Patrick Stewart, better known to Trekkies everywhere, is Captain Jean-Luc Picard, inviting you inside a Star Trek fantasy world. 53-year-old Tony Elaine lives science fiction. He's been a fan since he was a boy, and when he grew up, Tony transformed his home into a spaceship. From outside, it looks just like a regular old apartment. Inside, it's a full-scale recreation of the Starship Enterprise. The place is strange, and so is the tale of how it came to be.
My wife left me in 1994, and I kind of lost my way for a couple of years. I was kind of a little bit down, a little bit depressed, and taking tranquilizers and antidepressants and what have you as a result of that traumatic experience.
To pull him out of that funk, a friend loaned him a copy of Star Trek: The Next Generation Technical Manual, a book that documents all the details of how the fictional Starship Enterprise D was constructed.
So I just fell in love with the manual and decided, like you do, to have a go at building the transporter control console.
The project that was to transport Tony out of his breakup misery took off at warp speed. Tony began with the portal that beams crew members off to other planets.
Scotty, beam me up.
The before and after snapshots on Tony's website show a drab beige room with boring blue curtains magically morphed into a launch pad with glowing panels, sexy space-age curves, and blinking buttons ready to be pushed.
Only an advanced technological society could have built that object out there.
Word got out. Websites, newspapers, and TV shows all over the world went nuts over it, and Tony decided to launch a sci-fi remodeling business, 24th century interior design. Soon, he was working on his own home, day and night, weekday and weekend. Before long, the bathroom, the hallways, even the kitchen became the Enterprise.
To the left is the kitchen, which has now had a 7-foot by 2-foot LCARS unit put in. And there's also a new LCARS unit just been put into the bathroom area, which is the schematics for Star Trek Voyager, because it's just been refitted to Star Trek Voyager spec.
LCAS is Trekkie speak for Library Computer Access Retrieval System, those big glowing panels you see crew members punching buttons on in the show. It's the computer intelligence network that keeps things running. But to keep Tony's spaceship running, it took money. And 8 years after he began, he was all out because he had financed this with credit cards.
Which I know was a wrong thing to do. But because of the initial reaction from media types, a kind of false sense of security, thinking, well, this is going to take off. And before I knew it, I had quite large financial problems.
When Tony hit about $300,000 in debt, he declared bankruptcy. He tried to sell his Trekified flat on eBay for a price he knew was high, $2 million.
Live long and prosper.
Nobody bought it. But he's still hoping to cash in on his growing fame. He recently finished another remodel, which updates the apartment to more closely resemble the Star Trek Voyager period. He blocked out all the windows with thick, black plexiglass to enhance the illusion you're hurtling through space. Trekkies revere his mastery of detail, but some of his women friends aren't so crazy about it.
The females tend to think that because there's not a view, they feel very claustrophobic. But if you suffer with claustrophobia, you don't go in space. For people who like the idea of being on a spaceship, then the apartment would be exactly what they're looking for.
If this sounds like exactly what you're looking for, get ready to boot up your computer. Tony says he plans to auction the apartment on eBay again in May at a more modest price. And for a fee, he'll transport himself to your house, wherever you are, and transform it into your own private spaceship. For Day to Day, I'm Shani Jardin.